Or L'chav Ches Iyar, Yom Yerushalayim. If you're Haredi, strike that from the record. Chavis Halvavos, Shar HaKniya, Perek Revi'i. He explains Kniya, and in Perek Revi'i, he talks about when you should consciously use Midas HaKniya. And it's only in the last... he has seven things. Three is in everyday life, and it's good practice for Kniya, but the last four has to do with indeed Kniya to the Ribbono Shel Olam, which is according to the Chavis Halbavos, the essence of Kniya is to be nichnat to Hashem, to be bottled to Hashem, to feel that you owe everything to Hashem. And we've learned already the chiddush way that the Chavis Halbavos has of looking at it in Perek Aleph, that it's a very healthy, it's not an unhealthy bittul, but adarabba, it's recognition of the gifts you have, even gifts you have that others don't have, recognition of it, and then you take that and you assign it to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that's the bittul, that's the kniya, that it's not your, it's not you. Okay, so we're up to Hashishi, the last line on Kuf Tzadik Tes. The Hashishi, the sixth scenario. The fifth was that if things are going well with you. The sixth is Imloma Torah Hashem. You learn the Sifrei Neviyot. V'ro'es Ahavtochos. Now we're on page Reish. You read about Onish. B'kitzur Yiras Onish. You read how Hashem punishes the wicked, how Hashem punishes you for misdeeds, and you nichna. The other he certainly knows. She'enem amali chavos of klape Hashem ula anshe doro. Not he's doing what he's supposed to be doing in avodas Hashem. And really, remember, according to the Chayyus Halvavos, you will. Virtually, maybe I shouldn't even say the word virtually, you will never be doing what you're supposed to be doing in Avodas Hashem, because according to the Chavis Halvavos, the nub and the crux of Avodas Hashem is Hakoros Hatov, acknowledging what he has done for you, that Kniya, that is Avodas Hashem. It's not, it Memela, I do what he said, and I eat matzah, and I put on tefillin, and I do this and I do that, but the engine of Avodas Hashem is Kniya, really. And Chavis Halvavos explains at many points throughout the Sefer that we're always playing catch up ball, because we could never catch up, because first of all, you start off life 9 months behind, right? So you have 9 months of Tovus to thank him for, and then why 9 months, and then for the next 15 years, right? So you're usually behind the ball at best by 15 years and 9 months. I just picked 15 arbitrarily. I could have said 32 also. I could have said 59. Okay. So he's not you're not Mamali Chovos. You know who is Mamali Chovos of the Fnei Hashem? You see, the Chavis Halvavos is your soul. It's Moshe Rabbeinu is the Ono of Mikol Adam. It's not like, oh wow, he was on a Mikol Adam, and he also didn't speak Lashon Hara, and he also put on tefillin. Moshe Rabbeinu, the quintessential Eved Hashem, will be the Ono of Mikol Adam, according to the Chavis Halvavos. It goes hand in hand. That's Avdus. That's what you're supposed to be. So he's Ono of Mikol Adam, because he's the quintessential Eved Hashem, and the quintessential Eved Hashem is the Ono of Mikol Adam. So that's mamish it. So, but a normal person has to be afraid. Sheinim amali chovos of klape Hashem ula anshe doro benodom lachaveiro. So he should hayreze chayav lehikonu lahashpel atzmo lufnei Hashem yisalami pachat haonesh. Poshut, fear of onesh should make you be nichna and feel humbled and botel and scared. And you, if Hashem's letting you survive, then you owe him. You owe him, and you feel that bittul. K'moshamar al Yoshio al Bashalom, Vahik Yishmo HaMelech as Divrei Sefer HaTorah Vayikras Begodov V'amalu Hashem Yain Rach Levavcha Vatikonam Et Mei Hashem B'shamacho Asher Dibarti Al HaMokom Hazeh V'al Yoshva V'lios L'shamu To Be Desolate V'leklolo Vatikras Begodecha V'tivke Lefonoi V'gam Anochi Shemati Num Hashem. And we just learned the same thing in the Nachshir by Achov, that he was nichna because he heard the onesh decreed upon him. So that's another scenario for Kniya, when you take to heart the possibility, probability, likelihood, possibility of onesh and what it entails. So that's number six. Number seven, remember number one was, you're gonna go over, when are you looking? Number one is when you're dealing with your fellow man, you're supposed to use Kniya. In the way you relate to everybody else. You're not superior to anybody. That's number one. Number two is when you come into contact with tzaddikim, chassidim, anshei ma'isa, you should feel humbled by their superiority to you in avodas Hashem. Number three is if you're the guest honor of a dinner, you have to whip out midas hakniya and remember that if they only knew the truth about you, they wouldn't make it a guest of honor. They might not even let you into the hall to be the head waiter. They might, you know, maybe you'll be able to take out the garbage after the dinner. So that's what you have to whip out and think about. Number four is when someone's yelling at you and cursing you and pointing out your faults. You take out Midas HaKniya to say, you're right, and you don't know the half of it. Number five was when Hashem bestows Tova on you. You have to be nichna because it's a very, very scary scenario. Instead of being thrilled and ecstatic and happy that you just won the lottery, imagine someone wins the lottery and is a smart person and knows what happened to other lottery winners, so he won't be thrilled when he wins the lottery. He'll be scared that who knows where this is going to lead him to. It might lead him into the worst averus in the world. It might break up his family. It might mess him up totally, royally, lead him into a life of drugs and degradation and everything. So he's scared, and that's when you whip out Kniya. Number six we learned today is you're thinking about a possibility of Onesh. V'hashvi'i, the last paragraph on page Reish of Perek Dalet. In this manner, lasos dover mimaisa mishmas l'Hashem. He puts it together. He does a mitzvah. It happened. This manna doesn't mean here appointed. It means if it happened, if it came out, that he did a mitzvah. Kigoyin tefillah. He davened good. Gishmak tefillah. O tztoka. O mitzvah. Nedova. Tochacha. Al yasok b'kach. Ubelimo shemesh o zchicha tadas o gaiva. The worst thing is to give yourself a pat on the back. We're not talking about a feeling of satisfaction, I assume. Satisfaction is satisfaction. You know, satisfaction means you feel good that you acquitted yourself well. But you don't feel superior. You don't feel that any schar now is coming to you, that you did such a perfect thing, and the world is now in your debt, and Hashem is in your debt. Because, hey, look what you did. Eli Yikoneh. Now is the time to pull out Midas HaKniya and to say, you know, you know what was mixed into it. There was Shalom Lishma. You were hoping people would notice. Maybe you just did it for the Schar Bolam HaBo, which is not the greatest Madrega. It's pretty good, and we all wish we were that, but it's not the ultimate Madrega. Don't feel, again, you got to go back to Perek Aleph. Of course you feel good that you did it, you feel accomplished, but don't feel a sense of arrogance or a sense of superiority, or maybe even a sense of accomplishment you can feel. There's always more mountains to climb, more heights to scale. You never finish. You always go on, you move on to the next thing. You really can never pat yourself on the back, really, he's sort of saying. Depends what you mean. Again, it's a dakus. You should feel thankful to Hashem. That's really the right word. You shouldn't feel good You should feel thankful to Hashem that he enabled you to accomplish the mitzvah. But ironically, that makes you even more nichna, because you know that if not for him, you wouldn't have been able to do it. Chaim Lvov says in Shara Bitachon that Bechira stops at accomplishment. Bechira allows you to choose and to decide and to make a plan. Whether you're successful or not is up to the Eibishter. So what are you going to feel good about? Hashem, a person works for 10 years and he makes a yeshiva, a good yeshiva, it's 1,000 bachrim, whatever. It was Hashem, could have easily failed like that, zero. So he shouldn't feel good. He should feel thankful. He should feel nichna. He should feel good, again, feel good in the sense that he knows he has to be thankful. But that's not the word feeling good. He shouldn't feel good, pat on the back. He should feel more nichna. How come I was successful when my friends, who are more capable of me, and more geschickt than me, and they didn't succeed, and I succeeded? Right? People in real estate do deals and this and that. Right? If they're smart, they're even more nichna. Right?
They feel good when they make
the science, they feel, that's not cool. Again, the word feeling good, you have to. Rather, getting back to Moshe Rabbeinu, they say Einstein was, okay, he didn't believe in Hashem really, but he saw a power and he was very nichna. The bigger the man, the bigger the scientist, really this is true in the Welt, the bigger the scientist, the bigger the doctor, there are exceptions to that. But the really big doctors are anovim, because they see how much it's not really them. They see they're guided, they see people fail, they see how much they don't know. They really are nichna. Okay, you come across Bali Gaiva, that's a big character flaw. But really, like Einstein, they say, was tremendous honor. Tremendous honor, because he saw the whole Bria, and like he was nichna. He was nichna, if not that. No one was Makarifin. They didn't have inspired.com. in his days. Okay, v'lo yila erich b'nei atzmo b'yachas lozum chum z'kol b'yashem. She became as I say, you never, you know, you didn't do it. You didn't do what you're supposed to do. Chavik Lovah says, no one deserves olam haba. Chavik Lovah says somewhere else. In Shara, maybe even says in Shara Kaniya. Nobody really deserves olam haba. Only two people, two. Either it's Chesed Hashem, and you have to deserve Chesed Hashem, or if you makarif people, you make people frum, so then your schusim increase exponentially, then maybe you might make it. Because for every person has doiris, and it's all going to your credit. So maybe then you could catch up. Maybe. Okay. B'mea kadem Hashem, ikav lalokei morom, hayirtz Hashem b'alfi elim, b'rivels nachli shomen, what's the point of the last pasuk? So the Leiv Tov learns that the Hatznei Leches is a reference to Kniya. That's why the Chavos Halavos brings in that pasuk. The Hatznei Aleches is Kniya. Okay, that's how he learns. Okay, stop there.